Hi, who just came on?
Good morning. Good morning, Steve Crowfoot.
Good morning, Steve. Hey, Steve, it's Martha Sue. Are you available this weekend to talk?
Maybe.
Shoot me an email. Let me know when you might be able to talk.
Usually, I'm available after van call.
After what?
I'm usually available after Vance's call.
Okay.
That's 8:15.
Okay.
You can
okay.
Get my cell phone a call.
I don't know if I can. I may have my grandbaby, so I don't know how that'll work. I'll call you.
Yeah.
Can you say, what's the password for getting in on this meeting?
The number 4 and then the word success with a capital S.
Yeah, I put that in and it's not letting me in. Oh, sorry, I lied.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning, Steve.
So good to hear everybody's voice.
Great. Can everybody kind of hear me okay?
Yep, I'm doing great.
Because I'm on speakerphone and I, best I can, just want to make sure. Got a few minutes here. So who do I have on the call already? Kind of tell me your name and where you're from, please.
This is Karen Eastwood, and I'm from Clay Ellum, Washington.
Thank you, Karen, and good morning.
Good morning.
It's Martha Sue from San Diego, and Monty, I'm going to go on mute, but I'm here.
Thank you, dear, and good morning to you also. Who else? I know Steve's here. All right.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Monty. How's it going?
So far, so good.
Good.
Is there anybody else here with us this morning already?
I see Karen on Facebook on the website, but she got on.
I need to get in there too now that I think about it.
Monty, what do you think about to have having accountability for the numbers on the, keeping the numbers on the chart, the 10-point total or 8 or 7 or whatever everybody gets on a daily versus maybe having it once a week?
What do I think about it?
Yeah, so we do it daily, or could we have that report maybe just once a week, like on Monday or Tuesday, and then, or I can't, I'm not Friday probably. And then people could say, well, you know, I got 2 8s, or I got a 10 one day, or whatever. So the people are, so I think they need to do it, everybody should probably do it at least once a week. But what do you think?
Oh, yeah, I think once a week's definitely fine. If people want to do it, if you think that daily would be fine, that's great, too. If they want to do it daily, of course, we can come up with one number. If they wanted to do it weekly, they could come up with an overall average over the 5 days that we have the call with where they've been for the whole entire week.
Can I tell you what I think? I know from the last time we did the calls, it was really motivation for me to want to say 10 every morning when I said who was speaking. So I like the daily accountability.
I guess everybody could have. There would not be no reason. So, okay, even if one person needs a daily one, I think we could do a daily time, and then people could report either way. My concern is that there is a lot of, I'm finding there's a lot of material that I'd like to see shared. Some of it's pretty motivational. Alkalize or die is true, and what is that eating you? I've been reading on that. Just understanding how the body works, there's so much more information, makes you realize how important this is. But I need to get a schedule out of what we're covering on a call. So I'm going to let you take over, Monty, as we've got more people coming on the call here.
Okay. Well, it's a little bit after 7 o'clock, and I'd like to welcome everybody on a Friday morning. My name is Monty Deeds. I live in Olympia, Washington. I'm 70 years of age. I was on the last time we did the program, I was on it and had absolutely marvelous results. I went from pretty much not being able to get, not only be able to get from my bedroom into the kitchen area, and when I got on this program, because of being excessively overweight, physically unfit, totally, my life was headed down on lots of medication. I am a diabetic and kind of like an alcoholic, I guess, even though I was able to come off the program, get off my insulin on the program and all my meds. It's if you don't continue to live the healthy lifestyle and eat the proper foods and do the proper things, that things come back. And it's kind of like the other day Mary Lou happened to mention that I'd lost over 100 pounds, and Mary Lou came on and we were talking about weight, and she said, well, she gained a little back, but she's still on the negative side, or the plus minus side. Well, I'm probably just pretty much close to the opposite. Everything came back, and I know exactly why it came back, because it was choices that I made in my lifestyle, the way that I ate, the way that I mentally was engaged with myself in attaining and wanting and being able to keep myself in the position that I was. So that's kind of my story. Priorities changed in my life, and like I said the other day, it's like choices. There's two roads we can follow, and we've all heard about those roads. One's narrow and one's a little wider, but you kind of see them, if you ever see a diagram of them, you kind of see them kind of going in a Y-type shape. Well, I kind of think that they're a little closer together than that, and based upon the choices that we make in our life, that we can, all of a sudden, we got one foot on the narrow side and one foot on the wide side, and the choices and priorities that we make determine which avenue we're going to venture down. Unfortunately, I ventured down the wider path, and I'm back now to those situations that where I were before. Definitely not as bad as I was before, but I'm not in the position that I really want to be and need to be. So good morning. We're going to have a great time, and on Friday we're going to do some recapping in regards to what happened over the week. For those of you that wasn't able to get on the calls all week long. And, of course, we started and kicked off this marvelous program on Monday morning at 7 o'clock, and Ruth was our host. And we got in there, and we talked about some things, and Ruth talked about basically the point charts again that we have in regards to the program and how you can get points. And the optimizing points in the program are 10. Now, you can start wherever you want to start. If you can go to the 10, that's great. If you only get 5 points or 7 points, the whole point is to have a start. And I think that's very, very important. And that chart is available online at ybhurton.com, I believe it is, or biz.
It's either one.
Okay. And you can go online and you can pull it. And when you get in there, underneath there's a heading called Ruth's Presentations, and you go to there, you click on that, and you can pull off the charts that we're probably going to maybe see a little bit today or not, but you can pull them off and print them off, and you'll have them available to you. This chart that we're looking at right now is the point chart, and it works on a weekly basis, so you can print it off, and you have it there for the week to get the points that you want. It was also, we all agreed it was nice to have this call back and how important it was. Ruth introduced the new food chart, and I think that's very important in regards to where we at and the proper things we should be eating, but here again, it's all choices. Ruth talked about a couple books. One was Reverse Aging. The other one was the Zone Inflammation Diet, and that's one thing that Ruth has always pointed out ever since I've been on these calls, is that how inflammation is very, very important. And so that's kind of what happened on Monday, and a few of us mentioned where we were at and get back and hear the same voices that we'd heard before, and that was exciting to be able to do that. On Tuesday, Martha Sue Yeary was the host, and she basically talked about transparency, and now that we're starting the program, and how that's very important. And I know for me, it was very important for me to be transparent with myself. That's right, with myself, because if I couldn't admit to where I was and where I had come from and where I had been, then I needed to do a little bit more thought there in regards to positivity and mental side of my life. And it was so some of us came on the program and mentioned where we were at, used to be, and where we're at now, and that was exciting. The other thing that Martha Sue brought up was she has a measuring chart that is also available on Ruth's presentation, and it talks about how, if you'd like to take measurements on your body, how to take them, how to keep an individual diary of it. I think Martha Sue does it on a weekly basis. There's the chart, so you can kind of look at that. It was nice to hear voices from the past, and so that was Tuesday. Wednesday, Mary Dean, however you want to refer to her, was on the call, and she talked about setting ourselves up for success. And I think that's a very important factor, that wherever we are in our life, whatever we're doing, success is where I think we always want to be, whatever we do, whether it's raising our children financially, health-wise, family, those good old five pillars of health here that we enjoy so much in NECN, and the setting ourselves up for that. And how do you feel on a daily basis? In other words, look at when you're end of your day, take a look at it and say, okay, now what success did I have today and what was important to you? And that's the important part. We talked about some apps that are available because, you know, technology has really kind of taken over real quick in regards to our lives. There were some apps that were available on different kinds of phones, from iPhone to smartphones to Androids or wearable droids or whatever they call them, I don't know. But we talked about two. Mary Dean talked about one that she's on called CardioTrack, that basically it follows her around and tells her what she's done. And I haven't got one yet, but I think that could be important. Mary Lou talked about one, and I'm trying to find it here. The name of it was, are you on a phone, Mary Lou? Something had to do with I track my fitness or something. Oh, I map my fitness. That was it. And that's another app that's available out there, and I believe these were all free apps.
Yeah.
Kathleen talked about a book by, I think it was Bradley Nelson, and he was a chiropractic that was meant very much to her. And it had to do about emotions. In other words, how that emotionally we all, everything affects us emotionally, no matter what it is, and how to release those emotions that maybe we don't want to feel but have that create stress in our life. Thursday, Ruth again hosted the program, and she introduced the wonderful block chart. And I can honestly say on this block chart that you're seeing in front of you now, if you're on the WebEx, is something that I really think helped me to attain what I attained earlier and will attain again, and that is being able to determine the type of foods that were healthy to my life. And if you'll notice, you'll also notice it's in different colors. And the reason this time is because we're more into alkaline acid type foods. Understanding that the more our body is neutral and more a little bit maybe alkaline than acidic, the more healthier we become. The unhealthier we become, the more acid we have in our body, and the body's strictly nothing more than destroys our body emotionally, physically, in any other way you can think of. So here's some block charts which in turn help us determine the food and the amount of on a daily basis. And for women, it's 3 blocks, and for men, it's 4 blocks. And the nice thing about it is that if you look at the chart, you can determine what is a block. Each of those little squares up there and the amount that's in that figure, in that block, is the amount that we can have. For instance, like if I wanted 4 blocks of artichokes, I could have 4 cups, and that's up in the upper left-hand corner, and that would give me 1 block. So we need to balance that out with our carbohydrates, our proteins, our fats, and our oils. we need to be balanced in this particular program in regards to the type of foods that we eat. And that's what's so important. Be balanced. And also the calls, as Steve Kofoot, who's been on the call with us way back when, has also come aboard this time again and is supporting us and supporting those of us that can't get on the call on a daily basis, which I think is very important because of what Karen Eastwood's talked about points. It's just nice to be able to be with people and start out your day. For those of us here on the Pacific Coast, we can start our day at 7 o'clock with some nice, important information and people that we care about and people that we totally support along with their ventures, whatever their goals are in their life in this program. And you can find those at www.canforbiz.com. It's canb4u.biz. That's again, canb, as in baby, 4u.biz. You can go there and listen to the calls and find out what you missed on that particular day.
And Monty?
Yes,
Steve. You add a slash on the end of that and then HFC.
On the end of biz?
Yep. Yeah, /HSC.
Everybody got it? Good. Okay, so here we are. I won't take so much time on most of the programs because I'd like to find out a little bit about what somebody has had, a success that maybe that you've had in the last week that you'd like to share with us at this particular time. Just give us your name and go from there. Is there anybody that's had a success that they'd like to share with the group? Well, my success is basically one of the products that I particularly enjoy is the foot. We put on the foot, the body energizer, and I happened to fall asleep on it the other night, and I was on it for about an hour and a half, and about 2 hours later, I kind of got a little bit nauseated and kind of dizzy, and I thought something was wrong. And then when I realized what had happened is that by being on that body energizer the way that I was, it was the acid and the toxins in my body were moving throughout my body. And that again gave me the particular idea and knowing that I am again more on the acidic side and the toxins were moving in my body, and that kind of excited me very, very much to know that here again we're back on a program that we can have some fun with and have a better health life and have formed some friendships that will last for a long period of time. Anybody else have a success? If not, does anybody else up there have any questions in regards to the charts, the journals that we're looking at right now on the WebEx, if you're on the WebEx? Does anybody have any questions?
Monty, this is Mary Lou, I think I would just like to give you sort of a success. It's been 1, 2, 3, 4. This is our fifth day since we have been on we've been on these calls again. And I just have to say how much I appreciate these calls because it's really made me more focused about exactly what I'm doing. You know, I make sure that I've got a time that I'm, blocked out from my walk. And I think twice if I want to grab something that isn't so healthy for me. And I love the fact that everybody's going to be here in the morning supporting one another. So thank you very much for the recap of the week. I got on a couple minutes late, but you did a great job. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Mary Lou, and thank you for being here with us. You over all these years, and particularly your friendship.
Oh, you're welcome. We appreciate you very much.
Anybody else have anything you'd have a question or something you'd like to say at this time?
Yeah, Monty, this is Karen Eastwood.
Karen.
Yeah, when we had these calls the first time around, they were really motivational calls for me, and they helped me, and like all of the rest of you, I think I lost about 60 pounds, which was great, and I put on probably about half of that back on. But I haven't been able to do the whole outline as I want to because I'm waiting for my otter ship to come with the protein. I've got little grandkids in my house and they love my protein, and so I kind of ran out of it, and I'm waiting to really get on and be true blue. But the thing I wanted to say was that these calls really do help me to stay focused and motivated. Even though I don't have the protein, I still have the direction, and I know the things that when I'm making my choices throughout the day, that I know how to make good choices. And what I really get excited about is this new advancement that Ruth has brought into this call, understanding the acidity and the alkaline components in our foods. I suffer with fibromyalgia, and I would truly love to be completely free of that, and I'm beginning to understand that it's not just one thing, but it's many things, and part of it is my food that I eat. So I just need to say thanks a lot for this call and for all the motivation that it gives me.
Well, Karen, that's very important what you just said. And I think that's important for each and every one of us, is that it doesn't matter where you're at. It's the idea that we're going to get started into an idea and a mental thought process of better health. And it doesn't matter, in my opinion, that you only might get, somebody might only start out with 2 points. That's two things better than what they were previously. I hope everybody understands. 10 is the optimal points we can get. Of course, the more points we get on a daily or weekly basis, the more our health is going to become better. That's the exciting part about it. So when we talk about points, it doesn't matter where you are. If you just did one thing today, if you just ate one more food that was more alkaline than acid, that's one more thing that you're doing to have better health, to have a better life, to help get the diseases out of our bodies that we do. And I'm not a medical person. I don't make any medical claims. But the books that I'm now reading and whatever, and the way Ruth has explained this and Dennis, is that we need to get our body in balance, a little bit more alkaline than acid, because either way, if you're too acid, you can have problems. If you're too alkaline, you can have the same effect. So what we look for in a health program or a food program, and that is to be our bodies to be in balance with what it was designed to do by our maker in order to function the way that it is supposed to function and fight the things that it needs to fight. And that's why I say in the journal that we're looking at here right now, if you're new to this program, please don't get scared of it. Please just understand that on a daily basis, as you journal and you eat a particular food and you don't feel good that way, just go back and look and see what you ate that morning or maybe that afternoon. You know, being a diabetic and certainly not as bad as I was before, but I had to learn what foods it was that I could eat that would turn to sugar so fast in my body. And I had to do that by kind of like journaling, because if I ate something and I felt bad that day, I had to go back to determine, okay, what was it that I had that day that made me spike the way that I had spiked so fast and so long? So that's why journaling is important. The points are important. But here again, it's up to each and every one of us. Anybody else have anything you'd like to say this morning? Well, we're on an alkaline acid diet. And when I say diet, maybe I shouldn't call it a diet. Maybe I should say a different way of eating, a different way of looking at things, because some of you on this program might not need to lose weight. Maybe your goal in life is just to be healthier. Well, so is mine. But I need to lose the weight again. I need to get back healthier. So that's just very, very important. So it doesn't matter where you are or where you're starting from, this program will give us the optimal health that our body requires to do the things that it is designed to do. Do you have anything real quick you'd like to say?
Well, I just want to also add about drinking the water, and what Mary Lou brought up the other day was that if you do make a poor choice in your foods, if you're drinking that water, that will balance out and help you to stay within that good balance.
Thank you, Carrie, and that's very, very important. And with these new products that we've just recently come out with that are absolutely amazing, they're going to take Neekin to a totally different level. Not as they're going to take Neekin to that different level, it's going to take each and every one of us to a different level. And we have that opportunity by indulging in this Pymag water and this new aqua waterfall and the new sports bottle that we, again, that can assist us, like you said, Karen, in regards to becoming a little more alkaline. And I find myself now just loving to drink the water, wanting to drink as much of it as I can. And, of course, Dennis has always said, you just take your weight and divide it by two, and that's the amount of ounces that you should be drinking on a daily basis. Not only for optimum health, but here again, to get us more in that alkaline position than what we our bodies are at the present time. Anybody else?
You know, Monty?
Yes.
I'm sorry, it's Mary Lou again. As far as that water goes, you know, I'm one to move the pennies from one side of a, I have a, like a little dish that's got two spoon holders in my kitchen, you know, so I move the pennies from the right to the left as I drink my glass of water. Well, the first couple of days I didn't drink, I thought I was drinking a lot of water, but until I took half my weight again, which I've known for a long time, half my weight in ounces, and so anyway, I absolutely put the right number of pennies in there, and come, 7 o'clock at night, holy mackerel, I still had to drink some water. Well, that taught me to gauge myself so that I've got most of my water done by 7:38 o'clock, because to be honest with you, I didn't sleep very good the night. I had to catch up on my water at the end.
Yeah.
I was up a lot. So we want to space it out throughout the day. So even that was just a great reminder for me how, you know, I'd kind of fallen off the wagon, so to speak. So
thank you for that comment, because, you know, it's really helped me too, what you said about the pennies, and I forget, somebody else talked about jars or whatever it was, and how they got through their particular day in getting the water. But one of the things that I know that has helped me here recently, and that is the first thing I do in the morning when I get up, I grab my nutritionals and do whatever, and I drink one bottle of Pymag water. That's the first thing I do out of my sports bottle, because I've always got my sports bottle no matter where I'm at. And I'm kind of crazy here. I live on a farm, and we're on a well. So I don't know what's been, of course, it's been in the family since 1945, and I know a lot of things that went on this land. And so what I do is I have my waterfall in the kitchen and my sports bottle, and what I do is I put all the water that I have in my waterfall, I take that and put that from there into the sports bottle. And I know that might sound crazy for most people, but the nice thing about the sports bottle is I can carry it with me. I can have it in my, where I'm at, in my office, in the front room or whatever, I can have that bottle with me, so I don't have to always get up and go get it. So that's one of the things that I think is important about the water bottle. Anybody else have anything you'd like to say real quick?
Yes, this is Nancy in Texas. I was wanting to say I sometimes don't get excited about drinking the shake, and I have found a very simple, easy recipe. It has to be fast, and that is I take 8 ounces of low-fat milk, soy milk, whatever you want to use, and 2 scoops, 1 vanilla, 1 chocolate, and 1/3 of a banana, and it really tastes just like a banana shake, and it's enjoyable, and I look forward to it.
Well, thank you for that information, because, you know, that shake is very, very important, particularly for those of us that want to lose weight and for those of us who want to maintain our health. And those ideas as far as certain things that we do of recipes are very important to give that information to us, and I really appreciate that comment, very, very much so. Anybody else? Anybody have any questions in regards to the program?
Go
Martha.
Yesterday I had somebody come over to the house, and it's the fellow that Crossline, that he does all the translations for us in our Latino market. And he came by, and he was sitting across from me at the table, and he said, I have to ask you something. Because he knew I was doing this. He was on the call the other day. He said, how much weight have you lost? because it's really noticeable. And, you know, I just got to tell you, when somebody brings it to your attention that they notice a difference, and even if it's just a little bit, you know, just I haven't lost a ton of weight, but there's been a noticeable difference. And, oh, my gosh, you know, it was like somebody wrote me a check and gave me $1 million yesterday. It just made such a difference in my day because somebody else noticed what I was doing and that there was a result that was noticeable, and that was really cool. So, you know, this is all about we're making changes and choices, and it feels so good to say, no, I'm not going to have that, and no, I'm okay. I'll drink a glass of my water, and I'm okay. But it, the choices that we make, the healthy style choices that we make right now, are what are going to give us a result that someone else is going to notice and then ask us what we're doing, how we're doing it, and perhaps maybe want to join us. And, you know, that's what I think, that's what we are as a human being, more business in that industry. We want to help people be more, do more, have more of what they want in life that they never thought they could have. Like, Monty, did you ever think you could lose 100 pounds? You know, it's like, oh, my gosh. So I'm so thankful to be back in this reunion. It's like, if I told y'all being up at 5:45 in the morning was enjoyable, it's like, no. But the 2 days that I didn't have to be up at 5:45, I've been up at 5:45 so I can be on this call. And it's just been really great. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Love y'all.
Thank you, Martha Sue. Bring up a very good point. See, people should be on this call just particularly only if they want just better health. And I think that's pretty much everybody in Deakin. As a matter of fact, I think that's pretty much everybody in the world. I think every one of us do want better health. And we don't have to be on this call to necessary to lose weight. There are advantages here that you will lose weight. There are advantages for those people who just want to become healthier. Just one tip during the week that they might hear that could help them be just one iota a little more healthier than what they presently are, in my opinion, is a wonderful and satisfying thing. And again, I'd like to thank Ruth for starting this program back up again, because I certainly need it. Anybody else, anything you want to say real quick? We're getting up close to 7:30.
Monty and I were talking, this is Ruth.
Yes,
and talking about reporting the points. And when we ran the program, we reported our points every day. And so we want to have that time available. And so we will have that at the next week. We'll have the first thing on the call right at 7 a.m. And you can report your points or not. If you want to report them once a week, then pick your day. And then you can give an average, or you can tell us your best points. Whatever will motivate yourself is what will help to help. We want to help you to do that. Probably the best way is, and learning to be consistent, will be to report them every day and aim for that 10. But like Monty said so wisely, begin where you can begin, and be proud of the fact that you're improving and you're learning. I love listening to everybody's comments on this call, and really reading this Alkalize or Die, and there are so many good nuggets in here. I'm going to encourage everybody to, especially the people who are leading the call or some of the that are kind of co-hosting the call, to pick out the nuggets that you find and share them when it's your turn.
Sharing is so important. Somebody out there might hear that one thing that you might say that could help them become better and healthier and motivate them and get their emotions right. I'd like to just read you something real quick. I was talking to Dennis the other day, and he has a book that he looked at when he did some things in regards to alkaline food. But when it says the acid-alkaline balance for good health, And that's why I'm sure that Ruth and everybody is now starting to talk about alkaline and acid and being more in balance. And I'm going to read it to you for just a few, about a minute or so. When it comes to health, balance is everything, specifically to ensure good health. The body needs to maintain the proper balance between two basic types of chemical compounds, acid and alkalis. The balance of these compounds is essential for both minute-to-minute, I'm going to repeat that, minute-to-minute and long-term survival, and creates what is known as a pH value of our body's fluids, which include blood, saliva, urine, and the fluids both between and inside the cells. This gentleman who basically discovered vitamin C says that the body is alkaline by design. Now, isn't that amazing that when we're born, we're pretty much alkaline, and we're born in that natural state. But acidic by function, in other words, what we eat and what we do brings in that acid. He's also referring to the fact that each minute of each day, the body's metabolic process produces enormous quantities of acid, even though, in order to do their jobs properly, the cells and tissues require a slightly alkaline environment. Balance. Therefore, in order to maintain its health, the body must neutralize or excrete the vast majority of acids that it produces on a minute-to-minute basis. We get those basic acids from the air we breathe, the food we eat, and the water we drink. Healthy bodies maintain a narrow range of blood and tissue balance at all times. For this reason, proper acid-alkaline balance is one of the most essential. I want to repeat that again. Alkaline balance is one of the most essential elements for optimal health. While imbalance between acid and alkaline compounds are certain signs that the body is in danger of becoming unhealthy, increasingly susceptible to disease. And I'm excited about this program, excited that Ruth is talking about fine acidity type foods, and I'm just totally glad to be back on the program. It's important to hear your voices. For me, it's the support that I get from this call that's important that will help me attain my goals again to where I know I need to be physically, mentally, all those five pillars. Anybody have anything else you want to say before I wrap this call?
You're doing an awesome job, Monty. Thank you.
Nice job, Monty.
Well,
thank you.
Just remember it's the weekend. There's not calls on Saturday and Sunday. So where you're headed with this program is very important. But just try to do one thing a little better this weekend.
I'll just mention Vance's call tomorrow. Phil and
Gloria
and his wife, Gloria Offerty, are going to be on the call, and they're going to be talking about lifestyle there, too. So it'll be a great call.
Thank you, Steve, for that input. Well, that's it.
AM Live call.
Say that again, Steve.
SaturdayAMY.com for details.
Thank you.
And that information was in the last email that I sent out, the one that came through Natural Reflections.
Well, here again, I'd like to thank each and every one of you for being on the call, for those of you who have been here all week, for those of maybe this is your first day today. Thank you kindly, and an awesome thank you to Ruth, our leader, for heading us again in the proper direction that we need to be. And that is imbalance and good health in all life forms of life. Have a great weekend, and we'll hear from you, or you can listen to us on Monday morning again, 7 a.m. Pacific time. Thanks again, and have a great weekend.
Thank you.